Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you can be with us in my pursuit of shedding light on both the right and the left. Now, the right is, to some degree, more right than the left. But I just want to give you some more information as it relates to the sagging and waning of the conservative right. And you might say, well, some polls have Trump above Biden. Well, we know how inaccurate polls in the end are. But we also, and I've covered this about Trump fatigue syndrome, of the hatred factor for Trump. They despise him, so many, on the left, of course, and even on the right. And there are many that don't want to talk about it because they're afraid, they're in fear of being scorned. And if you look at the MAGA base, the entire electorate, the general election we're speaking of, maybe 35%. That's giving it a little more credit probably than is due. Now, in terms of the Republican Party, you're probably at 60% or higher. Again, that's an arbitrary figure, just something that I think's probably pretty close. So today, on February 22nd, 2024, there are a couple articles that I think might be a little eye-opening. And I was surprised by this myself, but this is an article that was produced by Mediaite, and there are other outlets that are covering this as well. But apparently there's many metrics in terms of how website traffic is measured. And so this article states that right-wing news sites see traffic plummet at the start of 2024 compared to 2020. But whether it's Breitbart, whether it's The Blaze, let me just pull this up just for a moment. The Washington Free Beacon or The Daily Wire, The National Review, and the hits keep coming. The list goes on and on. Okay, so here are just some of the statistics. Fox News, down 24%. The Washington Examiner, down 66%. The Washington Times, 82%. The Blaze, 60%. The National Review, 71%. The Western Journal, 76%. Breitbart, 87%. Daily Caller, 59%. The Daily Wire, 73%. Newsmax, 37%. Town Hall, 87%. They're big numbers. And I mentioned the Washington Free Beacon, 87%. Now, on the left, the CNN is only down 20%. New York Times, 22%. Washington Post, 45%. So you can see that the drop-off is not that great, relatively speaking, in comparison to conservative and to the right media or even to the far right. What does that say? And like I say, I had to come to grips with this today because I'm like saying, wait a minute, this is kind of like an omen, a forerunner to letting us know that all this chatter and thinking Trump can win, and I already told you, he's unelectable. I'm telling you, he's got zero chance to win. I don't care what any poll says. Now, would I prefer Trump over Biden? Yeah, but I'm not voting for either of them. It's not happening. You know, you got one that's tilting towards the deranged, and the other most certainly demented, a dementia patient, and you got one that's dealing with narcissism and mental illness and arrested development. So you say, well, who would you vote for then? Well, there's not a perfect candidate, even in the independents and excluding the left and the right, the R and the D. But I have to say, I would be leaning towards Robert F. Kennedy. Not that I embrace some of his liberal views. I think he's a man of greater character, and I think he does, if he's allowed to be elected, if he gets a fair shot at being elected. I mean, Trump wants to talk about rigged elections. Well, run as an independent. Good luck, okay? And getting no access to the media, or little or no access to the media. But I'd have to say that based on some of his views and his demeanor and his character, his goals, I would have to go in that direction. And I might have to remind some of you and others that are fairly new to what I do. And I've been in this political radio talk game for considerable time, in and out, but still to some degree a force to be reckoned with. And I've left my imprint. But for most of my adult years, I have voted for neither, none of the above, always independent, and voting conscience versus party, okay? Principle over party. And let me get to another thing here that's really bothersome. Although I'm glad to some extent that people are catching on, because it's just like if people aren't buying tickets to a show or people are not tuning in to view something, that's a way of voting, okay? And so we have both the left and the right skewering CPAC. Now, CPAC used to be a big deal. And it wasn't just like controversial or conspiratorial or ultra-conservative or hard right. There were a lot of like middle-of-the-road moderate Republicans that would also participate. And that became lesser as time went on. But when you've got Matt Schlapp that is accused of predatory behavior towards males. Yeah, that's right. Ultra super conservative CPAC, its leader has been accused by other Republicans, younger men, and he's a married man, remember. And both he and his wife, Mercedes, they used to be on Fox a lot. Not anymore because of the controversy. But they still haven't removed him from CPAC. It's just amazing how many people from, whether it be the left or the right, but let's just talk about the right for the moment, that are accused. I mean, how many people have been fired from Fox for sending around pictures of, you know, photos of their private parts, okay? Or salacious behavior, or sexual harassment. And when it finally gets to be too much in terms of press coverage and negative publicity, then they get fired. And where do they go? They go to Newsmax, or they go to other lesser known conservative outlets. Like, how do they show up at these other, you know, conservative media places? Well, they figure, well, we'll cash in on their name recognition. And because it's not been proved in a court of law yet, we'll give them a pass and take advantage of that. I mean, whether you look at a Bill O'Reilly, whether you look at Eric Bowling's, or, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on of people that have been accused. And also, in some instances, have paid millions of dollars, like Vince McMahon of the WWE. And that also brings me to the reason they were skewered was because super low attendance. They have pictures. People from the left and the right took pictures and just said that they're horrified. They're embarrassed. They're really deflating to know that it's a minuscule audience. Now, Trump's going to speak there. Laura Trump has spoken there. You know, Steve Bannon, others. Well, that's another guy that, remember, Trump saw him as a slob and a bum and was not doing a very good job, and he had loose lips and was trying to steal the spotlight, and he fired him, and he was on the outs for the longest time. Now, I'm not saying that he doesn't say and share good things on his podcast and his radio program, and he does have communication skills, but is that a guy that I would trust? Absolutely not. You know, but again, you can't discard, you know, everything that he has said or done, you know, so you've got to weigh those things. But some people just say, oh, okay, you're saying conservative things. Oh, you're pro-Trump. Oh, you know, you wear an R, not a D. You're just wonderful. Oh, and I put blinders on and don't ever see any wrongdoing. There was a story, and I'm going to be delving into these things deeper, but the evangelicals, you know, the leadership, have been asked, like, well, wait a minute. Isn't morality, isn't, you know, these things come into play? Like, how are you still supporting Trump when so many accusations, and even there have been criminal cases that have been decided by juries that Trump has involved himself in immoral activities? I mean, there's no question that, you know, he had an affair with a porn star and paid out hush money, you know, and then how about the playmate, you know, that he was also involved with? And countless women that have accused him of being handsy. Now, Biden, too. Now, here's a ridiculous statement. Speaking of Steve Bannon, he says, MAGA will govern for 50 years. He opens the CPAC meeting with a prediction of Trump victory amid three global crises. Well, again, he was pardoned by Trump. He got back to some degree in Trump's good graces. Here's a guy that was involved in that border wall sham and misspending, misappropriating funds and also putting together a shabby, shameful border wall with private funding. So I'm going to call out the left and the right. You know, there's nothing better than relying upon the facts and the truth and being just in one's analysis. Now, if I was only interested in popularity, only interested in profitability, I would be on the MAGA bandwagon still, even though I did vote for him twice. And I explained all the reasons why I did, and many good things that did come of his administration, even though there was chaos and conflict and tumult and crazy town at times. In case you're not listening closely enough, under no circumstances would I give aid and comfort to Biden or the Democrat Party or progressive libs, and that I have not and will not vote for Biden or any Democrat they would put up. Now you say, well, what about Robert F. Kennedy? He was a Democrat. He's kind of like a unicorn. He's kind of a completely different kind. It's sort of like Trump has on his short list, and we can get to that too, for VP. He actually has, I think she's a long shot, Tulsi Gabbard. Now remember, she was a Democrat, a Hawaiian. She represented Hawaii. And then she became a Fox News contributor. And she, remember, she embarrassed Kamala Harris in the debates. I mean, basically wiped her out. And she is smart and she is articulate, but she holds some liberal views. But she does have a following that goes beyond the Democrat, you know, some Democrats. I mean, a lot of Democrats have already feel that she's somewhat too controversial and conspiratorial and embraces some conservative principles. So even Trump sees the value of someone like that. So she is someone that, let's say she was running for Congress and she was in the Keystone State here of Pennsylvania. I would consider her because she's a different kind, okay? So it's like 99.9% of the time I would never, ever vote for a Democrat, okay? They really would have to be uniquely different and give me really just cause to do that. But we're going to dig into a lot more. Thanks for listening to Tom Donahue Reports. That's TomDonahueReports.com.